Time to talk TV now. And in 1989, Betty Broderick walked into her ex-husband's home and shot him and his new wife dead. Broderick was found guilty of murder and is now serving a 32-year-to-life sentence in a California prison. Her story has inspired a new drama series on Netflix. It's called Dirty John, the Betty Broderick story. It stars Amanda Peet and Christian Slater.
I wanted a husband and a family. Dan needed a wife that could wait on him.
I would have been treated better if I'd been a dog and served my master.
I'm amazed it only took one bullet to kill Dan Broderick.
Sounds like Hollywood. Dirty John, the Betty Broderick story, now screening on Netflix. Wenlee Ma is the TV and film critic at news.com.au and a regular here on Breakfast. Hello, Wenlee.
Hi, Fran.
So there's a great love for these true crime series. This one's a dramatisation. You say this one is uncomfortably relatable. What do you mean by that?
Well, she killed her husband and his new lover. She's undoubtedly a murderer, and she did some crazy things in the lead-up. Like she ran into his house with her car. She, you know, vandalized his home, all kinds of things after a brutal 5-year divorce. But there's just so many elements of this where you look at how she was treated over her 16-year marriage and her 5-year divorce, and you kind of go, yeah, maybe I get it. Not that I'm condoning murder at all, but, you know, it very much gets to the heart of these empty promises that women of a certain generation, and Betty Broderick was a baby boomer. You know, she was brought up in a Catholic household. She was told that if she followed the rules, she would have a perfect life. And that means getting a good education, marrying a successful man, and making a good home for her family. And she did all of those things, and her husband was very controlling, gaslighted her on numerous occasions. And so for her, the bargain didn't fall her way. And this was just how she reacted. Again, not condoning murder.
No, of course. But what you're saying is in these times where sort of coercive and controlling behaviour is recognised formally in some places as abuse, as domestic abuse, that might resonate now. When you say gaslighting in the marriage, what do you mean? What's the essence of that?
I mean, I think that term is used to mean many different things, but certainly in this particular instance, you know, she suspected her husband was having an affair, and she was right, he was, but he just kind of made her feel crazy saying, I wasn't doing that, that's not happening, why are you having these crazy ideas about me having an affair, which, you know, in turn had a great effect on her mental health. And the show, I mean, using very much Hollywood dramatic tricks, sort of goes through that mental deterioration and disintegration, and it is very compelling, but it is really uncomfortable because as much as you go, well, that person is obviously a terrible person, again, you just start to relate to her a little bit, and that is very uneasy.
Next Monday, over 4 nights, a new Australian series on SBS called Hungry Ghost kicks off. It's set in the Melbourne Vietnamese Australian community. Let's have a taste.
So what, she was a ghost?
I don't believe in ghosts. I don't know what's happening or what I'm seeing.
What else have you been seeing?
I'm sorry. I really.
Wait.
So it's a bit of a supernatural show there with elements of horror in it, I understand. Is it scary?
It is scary in that there are ghosts that turn up at the bottom of your bathtub.
That's scary.
You know, it is a human possession and all of that stuff. But I think maybe the scarier part is, I mean, what those ghosts are metaphors for, which is trauma and the haunting of our past mistakes. And so this is it's a great Australian show. It's over 4 nights. It's 4 parts. It's got a diverse cast, as well as people you know like Brian Brown and Susie Porter and Ryan Kaur. And it tells a story that I think you don't see a lot. And it is around this festival in Buddhist and Taoist communities called Hungry Ghosts. It's coming up in 2 weeks. And the idea is that during this month, the gates between our realm and, you know, the beyond are open, and ghosts who have scores to settle kind of roam around looking for revenge. So that's where the concept comes from. And then it tells this very specific story about these four families in Melbourne, three families of which have heritage and connections to Vietnam. And, sort of the way that even though, you know, you've kind of left behind certain parts of your life and your heritage, it never really leaves you.
Sounds great. Wenli, what else should we be looking out for in the guide this week?
There is a science show on the ABC coming called The Great Acceleration, and it looks at technology in the 21st century. So things like the machine age, space exploration, and even the possibility of time travel. There is a film coming out on SBS this week called Looky, Looky, Here Comes Cookie, and it looks at Captain James Cook's landing in Australia, but from an Indigenous perspective, and the filmmakers are all Indigenous and the contributors are too. And the first season of an American crime drama called Evil is coming to Stan.
Okay, fantastic. And this week is Science Week, National Science Week, so there's probably plenty of science programming around if you care to look for it. Wenli, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wenli Ma, TV and film critic at news.com.au and one of our regular TV critics here on Breakfast.